USA Radio News.
Joe Biden planning to launch a $20 billion COVID vaccine program. The president-elect announcing a plan yesterday to get 100 million people vaccinated in his first 100 days. But we all need to work together.
We can't solve our problems as a divided nation. The only way we come through this is if we come through together. As Americans, fellow Americans, and as the United States of America.
Biden will also urge everyone to wear a mask for his first 100 days, and he'll make it mandatory in federal workplaces, planes, and trains that travel across state lines. The vaccine program, part of Biden's $2 trillion economic relief package, it calls for raising unemployment benefits from $300 a week to $400 a week through September. He also calls for a $15 an hour minimum wage, more than doubling the current federal minimum wage, and he wants a $1,400 stimulus check for each taxpayer. This is USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use them.
Trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
A federal inmate executed this morning, Dustin Higgs, pronounced dead by lethal injection at 1:23 Eastern Time at a federal prison complex in Indiana. The 48-year-old ordered the murders of three women in Maryland in 1996. In his last words, he maintained his innocence. His execution, the 13th of a federal inmate under President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday calling for an investigation into the riot that broke out on Capitol Hill last week.
I have asked retired Lieutenant General Russell Honoré to lead an immediate review of security infrastructure, interagency processes, and command and control.
Honoré led the task force in charge of the military's response to Hurricane Katrina. Pelosi also says if any House members are found to have been accomplices, they could face prosecution. Meanwhile, a Texas Democrat calling for Republican Ted Cruz to be expelled from the Senate. Congresswoman Veronica Escobar saying last night that Cruz's objection to the election helped incite the attack and put Congress in danger. At least 46 people dead after a 6.2 earthquake in Indonesia today. Almost 200 people seriously hurt. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Variant COVID strain spreading fast around the U.S., now detected in another state. Jeremy Scott has more.
The variant of the coronavirus that was first detected in the United Kingdom has reached Oregon. Health officials announced late Friday the state's first case. It is not known where the individual contracted the new strain. They have no known recent travel history. The variant has been detected in at least 12 states in 50 countries. A strain from South Africa has spread to at least 20 countries. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say there is no evidence that the variants cause more severe illness or increase the risk of death. They also say it does not impact the effectiveness of vaccines. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
India today starting a project to vaccinate over 1 billion people nationwide. India's second worldwide in cases and third in deaths. Willie Nelson among those getting the COVID vaccine, the 87-year-old country music singer announcing on Facebook that he got vaccinated Wednesday in Texas. The NRA files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The gun rights group also announcing yesterday they're moving from New York to Texas to, in their words, be free from the toxic political environment of New York. A recall ordered for Hot Pockets. The USDA announcing yesterday Nestle Prepared Foods is recalling over 760,000 pounds of pepperoni pizza Hot Pockets. The agency says the food may contain extraneous material, specifically pieces of glass and hard plastic. The NFL playoffs continue today. In the NFC, the LA Rams are at the Green Bay Packers at 4:25 Eastern. Tonight in the AFC, the Baltimore Ravens at the Buffalo Bills at 8:15. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.